بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، in our previous class, we're reading that which the author, he mentioned, رحمه الله تعالى, about the obligation of loving the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than one loves his self and his parents and his children and all of mankind, and likewise his wealth, and it's an obligation, and it's an obligation likewise to show preference to that love whenever that love is tested and tried and in conflict with the love of the soul and the desire. And the one at this time who shows preference to the love of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning in compliance to his commandment, in compliance to his commandment by performing that obligation or avoiding that prohibition, this is the sign and the clarification of the truthfulness of faith. And the one who shows preference to his whims and desires, or to the opinions of the people, or the love of something that is beloved from this worldly affair, from the people, or from the wealth and the prosperity and the likes, then he is deficient in his faith. Then he is deficient in his faith. And likewise, we have seen the narration that the author, he mentioned, rahimahullahu ta'ala, clarifying another aspect of al-Iman, and that is to be pleased with Allah, and to be pleased with his lordship and his rububiyyah, and with his decree, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be pleased with him, and to suffice with him, and to worship him alone, and to attach one's heart to Allah alone with love and hope and fear and humbleness and humility and trust and reliance and all of the actions of worship, and likewise comply with the body parts to him sincerely, making the religion entirely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as well being pleased with al-Islam as a deen and a religion that is followed in a way of life with regards to the regulations, and that which is permissible and impermissible, that which is obligatory and recommended, and that which is forbidden or disliked, likes like this, from creed and belief, and from actions and statements and deeds, and from manners and conduct and behavior. And he's showing preference to al-Islam and loving that way, and likewise being pleased with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a prophet and messenger, and taking him as the role model and example in all affairs. And we've seen that this requires for a person to make the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a judge in every issue. In creed and belief, first and foremost, he is a judge to clarify the proper belief and creed sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and likewise the manners for applying that creed and abiding by that creed in action and conduct and speech and statement and the likes. So therefore the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam هو الميزان الأكبر تعرض عليه الأشياء, that he is the great scale, that everything is presented to him, and truthfulness and falsehood is known by what he was upon sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Correctness and error is known according to what he was upon sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and guidance and misguidance and uprightness and deviation is determined by taking the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a scale in every affair, and differentiating between truth and falsehood, and guidance and whims and desires and false lust. This is all determined by taking the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a scale and a judge in the affairs, as a scale and judge in the affairs. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكَ فَعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا يَتَّبِعُونَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. Allah, he said to his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if they do not respond to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you must know that they're only following their desires. That they're only following their desires. So this is the case. But Allah, he clarified likewise that this is from faith, and the people do not truly believe until this occurs in this manner. But one will not suffice with that likewise, taking the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a judge to determine the affairs, but also along with that, in the completion of the faith, that one, he must be pleased with the judgment of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He must be pleased with the ruling and the decree that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he has mentioned, and then even then the faith is not complete until one complies to that inwardly and outwardly. Until one complies to that, yani an application inwardly and outwardly. In this manner the faith is complete. And the author, he is continuing mentioning yani the the beauty of being pleased with Allah as a Lord and with His decrees, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with Islam as a manner and a way of life, and that one, he will find joy in his heart. He will find joy in his heart about these affairs and about the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is the best of the creation and the best of the people in his deen and his manners and his way, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in every aspect, in every aspect. And so how could one not be pleased with him as a prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And his ummah is the greatest of all nations. His ummah and his followers are the best of all followers of all of the prophets, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how could one not be pleased with him as a prophet? And then there's another important point to mention here, that these are the affairs that we'll be asked about in our grave. That these are the affairs that we all will be asked about in our graves. Man Rabbuk? Who is your Lord? Yani man kunta ta'bud? Who did you use to worship? Who did you use to devote yourself to in humility and humbleness? Who did you surrender to in submission and compliance with love and hope and fear and trust and reliance? Man Rabbuk? Man Rabbuk? Who is your Lord? وَمَا دِينُكَ? What is the religion that you used to follow? What is the way of life that you abided by? What are the regulations that you took as a scale and a means to determine how you will live, and when will you go and when you will stop, and what you will say and when you will speak and when you will be silent? What you can look at and what you cannot look at? What you can eat and what you cannot eat? How you earn your money and how you cannot earn your money? مَا دِينُكَ? What is your religion? وَمَا نَبِيُكَ? And who is your prophet? Who is your role model? Who is the one you follow absolutely? Who is the one you show preference to his way over the way of everybody? Who is the one you show preference to his way and his methodology over the way and the methodology of every person from the creation? So this is from the completion of the faith, and the importance of that and the danger of that will be clear whenever a person he has put in his grave. And now he will see the fruits of his faith. And if his faith was strong and he was sincere in that and he loved that truly and he was pleased with that, then he would answer easily, by the permission and the grace of Allah. And if not, then the issue becomes very dangerous for a person. The issue becomes very dangerous for a person. So the Shaykh, he closed that portion. He said, فَكَيْفَ لَيَرْضَى الْمُؤْمِنْ بِهَذَا الرَّسُولَ الْكَرِيمِ الرَّؤُوفَ الرَّحِيمِ الَّذِي أَقْسَمَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. So how could a person, how could a believer not be pleased with this noble messenger, this kind and merciful noble messenger who Allah swore about him that he has a great status of manners and conduct. لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah, he mentioned this, and he swearing, yani, by the pen and what the angels write, swearing about this affair here, swearing about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's on a lofty status of manners. Ibn Abbas, he said, أي على دين عظيم, أني على religion. So the religion is manners. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam clarified. The point is to be pleased with that, and to be content with that, and to suffice with that. And this will cause a person to learn about him, and learn about his deen, and learn about his legislation, and learn about his sunnah and legal ways sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And likewise, it will cause him to comply to that and abide by that. So the Shaykh, he says, now, وَأَشْرَفُ مَقَامٍ لِلْعَبْدِ انْتِسَابُهُ لِعُبُودِيَةِ اللَّهِ وَاقْتِدَاؤُهُ بِرَسُولِهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَمَحَبَّتُهُ وَاتِبَاعُهُ. So the highest or the most noble rank or status that a person he can have is that he will be ascribed to the servitude of Allah, meaning that he would truly be a slave of Allah, with the meaning of the word, willfully and obediently. He will be a slave to Allah. انتسابه لعبوديه الله. That he will be ascribed to the worship and the servitude of Allah. واقتداؤه برسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And that he will follow his messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, and take him as a role model. This is the highest level of sharaf. This is the highest level of nobility. This is the highest level of honor and dignity that one can reach in this life and the hereafter, is that he will truly be a slave of Allah. That he will truly be a slave of Allah, and he will take the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a role model and an example to follow. And he will love him and follow him. And he will love him and he will follow him. So the Shaykh, he says, وَهَذَا عَلَامَةُ مَحَبَّةِ اللَّهِ وَهَذَا عَلَامَةُ مَحَبَّةِ And this is the sign of loving Allah. This is the sign of loving Allah. يعني being a slave to Allah and following the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam and loving him and following him and taking him as a role model and example and loving him and following him. And this is the sign of the love of Allah. وَبِاتِّبَاعِهِ تَتَحَقَّقُ الْمَحَبَّةُ وَالْإِيمَانِ And by following him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the love is actualized and fulfilled properly and likewise the Iman. The love of Allah and the belief, the Iman, the faith is actualized and fulfilled properly by following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. قَالَ تَعَالَى The Most High, he says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمْ اللَّهَ Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that if you follow, that if you love Allah, then follow me, then Allah will love you. If you love Allah, then follow me, then Allah will love you and forgive you your sins. This is a conditional sentence here. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, fattabi'uni. If you truly love Allah, then follow me. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was ordered to announce to mankind. This affair here, قُلْ يعني يا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم إن كنتم تحبون الله If you truly love Allah فاتبعوني Then follow me يحببكم الله And then Allah will love you So the sign that one truly loves Allah is that he will follow the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم And the sign that one truly loves the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم is that he will follow him likewise How could somebody claim that they love the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam and then follow his enemies or turn away from his path and his way? And the likes like this upon knowledge, this is not something that one could consider, one could understand in his heart that somebody will love someone and then love their enemies as well and love that which they detest as well and love those who mock them, that mock his beloved and they speak ill of his beloved and they claim that his beloved is a liar and the likes like this. Like the Christians and the Jews, they don't believe in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, meaning he's a liar. That's what they claim. Meaning he's not a prophet, and that means that the Quran is not the speech of Allah. And yet, there's so many things coming from this disbelief in this manner, like this. Yani, so to have an attachment to them, yani, is a great deficiency in faith. To love them, to love their way, to love what they're upon, and the likes like this. Yani, and this doesn't require a person any to be oppressive and to transgress the limits, but he will be just and he will love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more, and he will follow him and not his enemies, and he will imitate him and not his enemies sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is the sign of the love of Allah, and then likewise this is the means to obtain the love of Allah, is to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's mentioned that this verse here is called ayatul mihna. The ayatul mihna, al-imtihan, the verse of the test, that there are people who claiming that they love Allah. So Allah, he tried them. Allah, he tried them with this test. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned a beautiful comment in his tafsir about this verse. And he mentioned that everyone who claims that he loves Allah Azza wa Jalla, he's not on the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he's not traversing on the prophetic manhaj, methodology, any of the way of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, huwa kadhibun fi nafs al-amr. He's lying. In reality, he's lying at the same time. And he's not truthful. So this is from the perfection of faith, from the completion of faith, that a believer, he will love Allah, and he will love the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and prefer that, and take the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a role model. He will believe what he mentioned. His narrations that are authentic, a believer believes in them with no question. If he understands them clearly, alhamdulillah, light upon light. Even if he didn't understand some of the narrations or the wisdom behind them, he will seek knowledge and try to understand them. But he knows whether he understood them or not, they're the truth. The narrations that are authentic on the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is the truth. It is the truth, like the Quran is the truth. And it's an obligation to believe in that and to follow that. You need to comply to his commandment and avoid and stay away from his prohibition sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is why he was sent, and this is that deen that he was upon. This is his manners and etiquettes that's great and praiseworthy with Allah Azza wa Jal. So now the Shaykh is going to continue, and he says, وَفِي صَحِّهِ مُسْلِمًا مِنْ حَدِيثِ سُفْيَانِ بِنْ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ الثَّقَفِي رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قُلْ لِي فِي الْإِسْلَامِ قَوْلًا لَا أَسْأَلُ عَنْهُ أَحَدًا بَعْدَكَ قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمُ So now the Shaykh, he mentioned in Sahih Muslim from the hadith of Sufyan ibn Abdullah al-Thaqafi radiyallahu anhu, he said, I said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me something about Islam, a statement about Islam, that I will not have to ask anyone after you. And he summarized for me the deen in a beautiful manner that I can understand, will not have to ask anybody any about this affair after you for any clarification or any more detail. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, قُل. What does that mean?
Say.
What is the principle with regards to the word say? Or the word قُل or قَوْل and its derivatives. قَوْل, any statement and its derivatives. Whenever it's used in an absolute sense, what is intended is قَوْل al-lisan, وَقَوْل al-qalb, the statement of the tongue and the statement of the heart. Here's another example of that. The word قُول here, this is from قَوْل, قُول, yani say. But what is intended here is to say it with your tongue and to mean it in your heart. Yani say it with your heart likewise. This is the example of the آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ, I believe in Allah. قُول آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ, and you say it with your tongue. Pronounce that outwardly and believe it in your heart. Say it with your heart by confessing that and believing that and affirming that. I believe in Allah. This is what you say. Tell me something, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about Islam. I would not have to ask anybody else. Clarify for me something about Islam, the entire religion, that will suffice me. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, say amantu billah. Say amantu billah. Thumma istaqim. And then be upright. And then be steadfast. And then be steadfast. Say, I believe in Allah. Say it with your tongue. And say it with your heart, meaning it and believing in it, and then be steadfast and upright upon that. So the Shaykh, he says, فَبَيَّنَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ بِحَذِهِ الْوَصِيَّةِ الْجَامِعَةِ أَنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا اَعْتَرَفَ بِالْإِيمَانِ ظَاهِرًا وَبَاطِنًا ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامَ عَلَيْهِ قَوْلًا وَعَمَلًا فِعْلًا وَتَرْكًا فَقَدْ كَمَلَ أَمْرُهُ وَاسْتَقَامَ عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ وَرُجِيَ لَهُ أَنْ يَدْخُلَ مَعَ مَنْ قَالَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنْفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُلًا مِنْ غَفُورٍ رَحِيم مِنْ غَفُورٍ رَحِيم. So he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he clarified in this concise advice and commandment that a person, if he confesses and believes in al-Iman, inwardly and outwardly, and then he is steadfast upon that in statement and in action by performing that which one must perform and leaving off that which must be left off, then verily his affair will be complete. Then verily his deen will be complete, and he will be upright upon the straight path. And he will be upright upon the straight path. And it will be hoped that he will be from those who would be included in the statement of Allah, and included in those which Allah has mentioned about them. Verily, those who say, our Lord is Allah, and then they are steadfast and upright upon that. And the angels, they descend upon them, and they say, do not fear and do not grieve, and have glad tidings of Jannah. Have glad tidings of paradise that you were promised. And we are your helpers and aiders, protectors in this life and in the hereafter. And you will have that which your souls desire. And you will have that which whatever you like and whatever you call for. And this is an enjoyment and a reward from the most forgiving and the most merciful. So then this narration is derived from this text. And it is as if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he derived this issue from the likes of this text. Inna ladina qalu rabbuna Allahu thumma istaqamu. Those who say our Lord is Allah. And the one whom we worship and surrender and submit to. The one who we worship and surrender and submit to. He and the one whom we love and comply to with obedience. It is Allah. And then they were steadfast upon that. And he steadfast upon what that requires and necessitates, any from being pleased with Allah and being pleased with His Prophet and being pleased with His religion, and likewise showing preference to the love of Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and loving that which Allah loves, any loving that which Allah loves, and loving for the sake of Allah and detesting that which Allah detests. This is what this requires. And this is al-istiqama ala أدائي ما يحبه الله سبحانه وتعالى وعلى ترك ما يبغضه الله سبحانه وتعالى. And this is what it means to be steadfast. Say that my Lord is Allah, and to be steadfast upon performing that which is beloved to Allah, from statement and action. And to avoid and stay away from that which is displeasing to Allah, from statement and action. And this is the affair here. So the reality of an istiqamah is just that. Yani to fulfill the obligations. To fulfill the obligations in the manner legislated, and to avoid the prohibitions entirely, seeking the reward and the pleasure of Allah, and fearing the punishment and the threat of Allah Azza wa Jal. قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمُ. In this narration we see that that which has preceded the clarification that faith requires actions, and that al-Iman, it is aqidah wa sharia. You say آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ, this is aqidah, this is creed, I believe in Allah, this is in the heart. ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ, and then be upright. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ قَالُوا بِلِسَانِهِمْ وَقَالُوا بِقُلُوبِهِمْ. رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ, and they said that with their tongue, and they believe that in their hearts. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, and then they're upright upon that, what that requires and necessitates. So this is aqidah and sharia. This is the issue of al-Islam, and this is the issue of al-Iman. It is aqidah and sharia. It is a statement of the tongue and actions of the tongue, and actions of the heart and actions of the body parts. Creed and a legislation. Belief and creed and a legislation that should be abided by outwardly and inwardly. Outwardly and inwardly. We understand this. This is derived here likewise. So this is from the clarification and the definition of al-Iman, that it is statement and action. That it is statement and action. We understand that? So to summarize again, what is it? Ilmun wa amal. Likewise, aqidah wa sharia. Aqidah is knowledge. Knowledge of Allah, knowledge of His angels and His books and His messengers, knowledge of the last day and that which occurs at death, and knowledge of His decree, subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowledge of His religion, knowledge of His halal and His haram, knowledge of His messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and believing in that knowledge, and believing in that knowledge until it's a light in the heart, and then complying to that knowledge and legislation and law. Al-Islam is a law, sharia. Sharia means law, legislation. We say this word a lot, shara. Legislation, that means law. It's the divine law. The law that is heavenly, it was sent down. Munazzal. Sharia to Islam, munazzala. Min indi rabbil alameen. Min indi rabbil alameen. It's descended. It's descended. It was sent down. It was revealed. It's a revelation. Ma yantuqu anil hawa in huwa ila wahin yuha. This is the case here. Allahu Akbar. So this is the sharia that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent with. This is the deen. It consists of these affairs here, knowledge and application. It consists of creed and belief and application and legislation. Commandments and prohibitions. Limits and regulations. Limits and regulations. We understand this. This is derived from here. All of this is called al-Iman. All of this could be called also al-Islam. And the perfection of that would be al-Ihsan. Also, this is also called al-ibadah. Sah? Also, it's called al-taqwa, al-istiqamah. This is the reality of these affairs. This is the reality of these affairs. Ad-deen. Ad-deen. Naam. So, this is what he's saying, rahimahullah. Then he mentions now, وَفِي حَدِيثِ إِبْنِ عَبَاسٍ الْمُتَّفَقِ عَلَيْهِ الْمُتَّفَقِ عَلَيْهِ. And in the hadith of Ibn Abbasin رضي الله عنهما, which is مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ فِي وَفْدِ عَبْدِ الْقَيْسِ. في وفد عبد القيس, in the delegation of the tribe of عبد القيس, حين وفدوا على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, whenever they came and they traveled to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. It's known that the tribes, they would send delegations to go to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to announce their Islam, and to announce their Islam. This happened throughout the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that people would come to him, people would travel to him sallallahu alaihi wasallam to learn and to announce their Islam, specifically in Medina, even more specifically in Medina, even after the Fath of Mecca. And the ninth year of the Hijrah is known as Am al-Wufud, whenever the many of the tribes, they started sending delegations left and right to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to announce their Islam, And so this is an evidence here and a proof for traveling to seek knowledge. And he has side benefit with regards to this affair, the importance of traveling to seek knowledge, and that this was established in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they would leave their homes, They they would have from their tribes those they would choose. You go out and seek knowledge and come back and benefit us. And they would go to learn themselves and to return to benefit their people. مكان للمؤمنين أن ينفروا كافة فلولا نفر من كل فرقة منهم طائفة يتفقهوا في الدين وينذر قومهم إذا رجعوا عليهم لعلهم يحذرون. And this is also mentioned in Surah At-Tawbah. And likewise, the story of Musa عليه السلام. Musa عليه السلام, whenever Musa realized there was somebody who had more knowledge than him, عليه السلام, he's the most virtuous man alive at this time. He's the prophet and messenger of Allah. He traveled. He traveled and he said, I will travel a long time if I have to until I find this man to seek knowledge. So this is a great point. So here we have an example of that. We have an example of that. They came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but what did they say though? We see some beautiful benefit with regards to their intentions and that they make apparent in their speech. حَيْثُ قَالُوا مُرْنَا بِأَمْرٍ فَصْلٍ نُخْبِرُ بِهِ مَنْ وَرَأَنَا وَنَدْخُلُ بِهِ الْجَنَّةِ. So they said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inform us about a decisive affair that we can inform those back in our homes, those who we left behind, and that we will be able to be admitted into paradise by way of. And so they're coming now, and it's mentioned in the completion of the narration that they're not able to come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam any time because there is a tribe of mular and their kufar, the disbelievers, between them and the Prophet. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said they're only allowed to come in the sacred months. So this is why they're delayed. And they mentioned that in the beginning. They're only allowed to come in the sacred months. So they're not going to be able to come back for some time. So therefore inform us some very important decisive affairs that we can go back and inform our people and benefit them with. And also tell us something about of how we can enter paradise. And this is the example of the beautiful intention of seeking knowledge. That when he will seek knowledge with this intention, he need to enter paradise and to benefit his brothers and sisters in Islam. To enter paradise himself and to benefit others likewise and to be a means. He need to enter others in paradise. And whenever Imam Ahmed rahimahullah, he was asked about al-ikhlas fi talib al-ilm, he said, "Intanwi raf al-jahli an nafsika wa ghayrika." Whenever he was asked about having sincerity and purity of intention and seeking knowledge, Imam Ahmed rahimahullah, he said to intend to remove the ignorance from yourself and from others. And to be upon clarity, and to worship Allah, and fulfill the obligations of Allah, and the rights of Allah, and the rights of the slaves of Allah upon clarity, upon insight, and then to help others do that likewise. So this is what they're saying. They didn't come just for themselves. Rather, inform us, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about some decisive affairs that we can go back and inform our people and benefit them. And likewise, that we will be able to be admitted into paradise by way of. وسألوا عن الأشربة. And likewise, they asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the drinks. الأشربة, any of the drinks. But what is intended here? The vessels that one drinks from. فأمرهم بأربعة ونهاهم عن أربعة. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he ordered them with four affairs, and he prohibited them, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from four affairs. أمرهم بالإيمان بالله وحده. This is the shahid. This is the point of reference for the author, rahimahullah. He ordered them with four affairs and prohibited them from four affairs, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then it's mentioned, أَمَرَهُمْ بِالْإِمَانِ بِاللَّهِ وَحْدًا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered them to have al-iman in Allah alone. Al-iman in Allah alone. أَمَرَهُمْ بِالْإِمَانِ بِاللَّهِ وَحْدًا. To believe in Allah alone. And then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قَالَ أَتَدْرُونَ مَا الْإِمَانُ بِاللَّهِ وَحْدًا. He asked them now. These are the Arabs, the pure Arabs, coming from the desert, coming from far away, yani from the tribes. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, do you know what it means to believe in Allah alone? أَتَدْرُونَ مَا الْإِيمَانِ بِاللَّهِ وَحْدًا. Do you know what is al-iman in Allah alone? And they said, قَالُوا أَلَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ عَلَمُ. Allah and His Messenger know best. This is an indication, yani that the reality of al-iman cannot be understood from the language alone. If it was left up to the language alone, they would have said it means tasdeeq. They know what al-iman means linguistically in their language. But they know now likewise that this is not what is intended. And what is intended is a legislative meaning. And because of this, they said, Allahu wa rasuluhu alam. An indication likewise that in order to understand al-iman truly in the deen, you have to refer back to Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu wa rasuluhu alam. As for us, the pure Arabs, the pure Arab, who have the pure language, we don't know by our language. The only way we can know is by the book of Allah and by or by the revelation of Allah and by the sunnah of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu wa rasuluhu alam. We understand that point. This is a beautiful point likewise, because some people, they insist and persist upon interpreting al-Iman from the linguistic aspect. The people of deviation, like the Murji'ah, they all interpreted to mean at-tasdiq, at-tasdiq al-jazim, like this only, without action. And they'll say actions are not from al-Iman. And they'll say because Iman linguistically, it means to believe in the heart alone. But then even many of them, the same people, it's well known in the language, it's well known in the language and in the deen, that the words in the language have a meaning and the words in the deen, they have another meaning. And it's sometimes similar or derived from that meaning. And for example, the salat, it means dua. But not one of them, if you ask them the legislative meaning of salat, he's going to say it's dua. So all you got to do is just make dua and then you made salat. And your salat is good, it suffices. Hajj, it means qasd. Qasd, to intend and go somewhere. And umrah, it means the ziyarah, to visit. But not one of them, linguistically. Not one of these people, whenever it comes to the affairs of fiqh, they will suffice with the linguistic meaning. So how can you, like you cannot suffice with the linguistic meaning and understanding salat, or understanding hajj, or zakat. Zakat means purification or to grow. But in the legislation, it's something different from that meaning. Something different though, or a different reality, a legislative reality, determined and defined by the legislation, by the revelation, by the Quran and the Sunnah. So likewise, al-Iman, rather first and foremost, al-Iman, because that's the base and foundation. Because that's the base and foundation. This is from the evidences of that. And this is from the evidences of that, alhamdulillah. So that they said, we don't know. Allah and His Messenger know. So now the point again, another great benefit here with regards to clarifying al-Iman in this narration. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now he says, everybody with me on the narration. Well, they asked, what is Iman? The Prophet they asked for some beneficial knowledge for themselves and their tribesmen. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I command you with Iman. Do you know what is Iman? They said, we don't know. Allah and His Messenger know best. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, describing al-Iman, ahsant. Qala shahadatu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وصوم رمضان وأن تعطوا من المغنم الخمس. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-Iman is to testify that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah, and that Muhammad is the slave and messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to establish the prayer, and to perform the zakat, and to fast the month of Ramadan, and to give a fifth from the war booty. What do we see here? What is he describing, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Al-Iman. Al-Islam. In the hadith of Jibreel, whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was asked about al-Iman, what did he say? And tu'mina billahi wa malaikati wa kutubihi wa rasulihi wa tu'mina bil qadri khayrihi wa rasulihi wa yawm al-akhir wa tu'mina bil qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi. The affairs of the heart. That's because it was mentioned along with al-Islam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described Islam as these affairs here, including Hajj, the outward affairs. Here, Iman is being described. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned those outward affairs to testify there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. And to establish their prayer. These are actions, outward actions. And to perform the zakat. And to fast the month of Ramadan. And to give a fifth from the war booty. And to give, all of these are actions. So here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's interpreting al-Iman clearly in Bukhari and Muslim. As the outward actions of al-Islam. So this is a clear indication that al-Iman, it means al-Islam, and al-Islam, it means al-Iman whenever they're mentioned alone, which has preceded. Here's a clear example of that. So these actions are from Iman. To testify outwardly is from Iman. To believe it in the heart is from Iman. To pray outwardly is Iman. To give the charity, the zakat, and the wealth is Iman. To fast Ramadan is Iman. That's the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said it clearly here. So how could someone come along now and say, no, the actions are not from Iman? It's clear, right? Alhamdulillah. Because the people of misguidance, they have a way with it. They bring their misguidance. They don't come, they're going to come and bring doubts and the likes like this. But if we have a firm knowledge, we have clear evidence like this, is direct, then a person, he will not have any doubts anymore. If he heard the Sufiya saying these affairs, oh, Iman is only the belief in the heart. That's what he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the Hadith Jibreel. What will we say now? What about the hadith Shu'ab? What about the hadith Qul amantu billahi thumma istaqim? What about the hadith Wafd Abdul Qais? And then more narrations that are coming. What about these? What about these hadith? What about these hadith? What about the hadith Anas? What about any like this? These hadith that preceded. These clarifying that. All of these narrations clarify that iman is an action, statement, and creed. Action, statement, and creed, which has preceded. Alhamdulillah. So then he says, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ibn Abbas, and the narration continues. Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhumah, he says, وَنَهَاهُمْ عَنْ أَرْبَعٍ, and he prohibited them from four. عَنِ الْحَنْتَمْ وَالْدُبَّانِ وَالنَّقِيرِ وَالْمُزَفَّتِ وَقَالَ إِحْفَظُوهُنَّ وَأَخْبِرُوا بِهِنَّ مَنْ وَرَاكُمْ. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam prohibited them from four. Any four affairs, الْحَنْتَمْ وَالدُبَّانِ وَالنَّقِيرِ وَالْمُزَفَّتِ. These are all four different types of vessels. And this is what they asked about. They asked about al-ashribah. But what is intended clearly from their question and from the answer of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the vessels that they carry the drinks in. And these vessels here, all of them, they're made from different items. They're made from different things. But all of them are thick. And all of them, the drink in it ferments in it quickly. And they're not able to tell because of how thick it is. So for this reason, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited them from that. يعني يسرعوا فيه الإسكار. يسرعوا فيها الإسكار. يعني these things, they become fermented quick because they'll take water and they'll take some dates or some raisins and they'll put it in these vessels and they will let it sit for a period and it will become sweet and good. But if it's left too long, then it will ferment and become alcohol. It will ferment and become alcohol. These vessels here, they're hard and they're thick, so they're not able to verify or to tell any, and it becomes it becomes fermented quick. It turns into alcohol quickly. Likewise, so at this time and they're new in Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade this. And because of this affair, afraid that they would drink something that is haram, or they would make something that is haram, and the likes like this. But later this was abrogated. This is what is being referred to here. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, memorize these affairs, and go back and inform your people. The point, yani, is clear, that al-Iman consists of those outward actions. And Islam is Iman, and Iman is Islam. Is Islam. Alhamdulillah. The author, he says, فَهَذَا أَيْضًا صَرِيحٌ فِي إِدْخَارِهِ الشَّرَائِعَ الظَّاهِرَةَ بِالْإِيمَانِ. This is clear, direct. صَرِيح means direct, straight. Straightforward, straight to the point. This is direct. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he has included the outward legislated acts, the outward legislative rights of al-Islam to be considered al-Iman, faith. مثل الصلاة والزكاة والصوم وإعطاء الخمس من المغنم. For example, like the prayer and the zakat and the fasting and giving a fifth from the war booty. وكل هذا يفسر لنا الإيمان تفسيرا يزيل الإشكال. And this here, all of this now, is interpreting for us الإيمان, an interpretation that removes all problems. Is there any problem after that? Literally. And that anybody ever have a doubt that salat is not iman, or giving charity is not iman? Two times, giving the charity, the zakat, and the fifth of the war booty, all of that is iman. Fasting in Ramadan is iman. The action of fasting, the action of refraining from food and drink and relations, sexual relations in the daytime of Ramadan is iman. This action is iman. Making ruku', making sujood, standing, making wudu. All of this is iman. The actions of the heart is iman. Man radiya billahi rabba la yu'minu ahaduhum hatta yuhibba. And all of these things are clear. Love is from iman. Loving Allah and loving what Allah loves and loving for the sake of Allah and loving for your brother good. Likewise, all of this is faith. All of this is being pleased with Islam, being happy to be a Muslim. This is loving salat, being pleased that one prays fajr today in jama'ah. Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. This is iman. These are actions of the heart. This is iman. Lowering the gaze out of fear of Allah is iman. Being kind to the people when they're rude is iman. Repressing one's anger is iman. Pardoning the people is iman. Forgiving people who wrong you is iman. Letting a debt go for the sake of Allah is iman. Overlooking people's mistakes and slips of their tongues is iman. All of this. خُذِ الْعَفُوْ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. This is iman. All of this is iman. The deen is iman. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Any muskila? That's what he's saying now. So now after we see all of these affairs, then this is an interpretation.
But what is so beautiful about the way of the people of the Sunnah is that this interpretation is coming from text of the Quran and Sunnah. And this is the way of the people of the Sunnah. They say, we believe in this because Allah, He said this. And we believe in that because the Prophet ﷺ said this. We don't say, well, we heard in a dream. Or the people of innovation that say, well, if it's like this, then it has to be like this. Well, since it's like that, then it's going to be like this. And in their minds, like this. And they picture things like this. Well, if he descends at this time, and then at that time it's here, and this time, then it has to be like this. They don't understand the principles and the affairs. And Allah, laysa kamithlihi shay. What was it? Yani subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the point is that you need to rely upon the evidences to understand the realities of the religion. Not to understand upon the language any alone, not the language alone, not to understand upon the intellects or the dreams of the people or the opinions of the people, any however good they may be. Rather, the deen is masail wa dalail. We go back to usul al-thalatha. Masail wa dalail. Any issues in the religion coupled with the evidence and proof. Where's the evidence and proof? Quran and Sunnah. The understanding of the Sahaba. This is the proof here. The Quran and the Sunnah is the proof. Naam? And it's coupled and restricted with the understanding of the noble generation. خَيْرُ النَّاسِ قَارَنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يُلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يُلُونَهُمْ. And this is, alhamdulillah, very clear. But a favor here that we should thank Allah for. How clear is this? Huh? It's clear for you? Alhamdulillah. It's clear for you the religion is قَالَ اللَّهُ قَالَ رَسُولُهُ قَالَ صَحَابَتُهُ أُمُورُ الْعَفَانِي. Huh? Like this, but you know what? The majority of the Muslims, they don't follow that. Huh? Why are there deviant groups? Why are the Sufia doing what they're doing? Why are they dancing and spinning in the masjid? Why are they dancing and spinning in the masjid? Why are they walking, making tawaf around graves? Huh? Because they don't follow. All of them, they say Quran and Sunnah. Not one of them says Quran is something else, or Sunnah is something else. Huh? What do they all say? Quran and Sunnah. Where did they go wrong? Their understanding of the Quran and the Sunnah. Their understanding. They left the understanding of the best generations which we have been commanded to follow. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Sirat al-ladhina amta alayhim. Min al-nabiyyina wa siddiqina wa shuhada wa salihin. Wa hasuna ulaika rafiqa. This is very clear for us, alhamdulillah. This is a great favor. A great favor. The majority of the Muslims, they're not following this way. They're not aware of this way, or they turned away from this way. Many of them, they don't even like this way. If they hear about this way, they're gonna say Wahhabi, or they're gonna say Takfiri, or they're gonna say Jihadi, whatever. They just make up names, Jami, Madkhali, like this, and they're gonna call all of these names. But alhamdulillah, if you're truthful, that will never hurt you. That will never hurt you. If you just I'm following this proof. I'm following this proof right here. This is what Allah, He says. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is what Abu Bakr said. This is what Umar said. And Uthman and Ali and Ibn Mas'ud and Aisha and Salama and Habiba radiallahu anha. This is khalas, alhamdulillah. That's it. But also this, it's very clear to you likewise. Alhamdulillah. وَذَهَذَا مِنْ أَدِلَّةِ قُدْرَةِ الْمَلِكِ الْغَلَّابِ. Yani that the affair is in the hands of Allah, that He guides whom He wills. And He chooses whom He wills. And He selects whom He wills. And He leads astray whom He wills. All of this according to His wisdom and knowledge, and according to His justice. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And according to His wisdom and knowledge and justice, and according to His mercy. To His mercy and kindness. Alhamdulillah. So this is clear for us. This is a favor from Allah. So now we should even strive harder to show thanks. To show thanks for Islam, and show thanks for the Sunnah, show thanks for the Salafiyyah, even from amongst those who ascribe to Salafiyyah, many of them, wallahi, they're ba'id. Salafiyyah is here and they're over here. If you really look, if you put them in the scale, you will find them, the deen is here, and the methodology of the Salaf is here, many of them. Some of them are very famous, and they're way over here, if you're truthful. You will find this affairs, if you learn, and you look, what is a Salaf? What are the qawaid? What are the principles the Salaf were upon? And you look, you will find. So if somebody is steadfast, alhamdulillah, this is a favor from Allah, a blessing from Allah, to show thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal for guidance. To show thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal for guidance. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. We have to have guidance to the straight path, and to be firm upon the straight path, and to be thankful for the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the author again, he says, يعني that he says وأنه كما يدخل فيه العقائد القلبية فيدخل فيه الأعمال البدنية فكل من قرب إلى الله من قول وعمل واعتقاد فإنه من الإيمان. So يعني as it's clear, likewise a clear definition, interpretation which removes all problems. Then also any clear that, any clarifying that the creeds of the heart are included in iman, and the actions of the body part are included in iman. Now he says فَكُلُّ مَا قَرَّبَ إِلَى اللَّهِ فَكُلُّ مَا قَرَّبَ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ قَوْلٍ وَعَمَلٍ وَاعْتِقَادٍ فَإِنَّهُ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. So everything that will bring one close to Allah from statement and action and creed, then verity it is from al-iman. Then verity it is from faith. It is from iman. It's considered iman. It's considered deen. It's considered Islam. We understand all of this. Everything that brings one near to Allah, meaning it's legislated, not innovation. Innovations do not bring one near to Allah. Any everything that brings one near to Allah, yani from the tawheed and the ikhlas and the mutaba'ah, from statement and from action and from creed, then verity is from iman. Now the shaykh, he moves on. Rahimahullah. وفي سنن أبي داود عن أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه أنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحب لله وأبغض لله وأعطى لله ومنأ لله فقد استكمل الإيمان. And it's been narrated in Sunan Abi Dawood, or been collected in Sunan Abi Dawood from the Hadith of Abi Umama رضي الله عنه, that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, whoever loves for the sake of Allah, and he hates for the sake of Allah, and he gives for the sake of Allah, and he withholds for the sake of Allah, فَقَدْ اسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ, then he has completed the faith. Then he has completed the faith. And he, so this is another indication that faith will not be complete until these affairs are established. So therefore, if something has to be completed in this manner, the one who did not establish this properly, his faith is deficient. So this is an indication that the faith can be kamil or can be naqis, like we mentioned yesterday. From the other aspect, two aspects of faith. Imanun naqisun wa imanun kamilun. And from the iman kamil, there's two types. What were they? Kamal al-wajib or kamal al-mustahab. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, whoever loves for the sake of Allah. This is proceeding from the foundation. The foundation is loving Allah. The one who loves Allah, he will love for the sake of Allah. The more he loves Allah, and the more his love is pure truly for Allah alone, the more he will love for the sake of Allah. And this requires him likewise to detest for the sake of Allah. To detest whatever Allah detests. وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْكَافِرِينَ. Allah, he said that in his book. That Allah, he doesn't love the disbelievers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَقَدْ كَافَرُوا الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَ. And verily those who say Allah, he's the third of three, then they disbelieved. Who are they?
Christians.
The Christians. Then Allah, he doesn't love the Christians because they're kafirun. Because they're kafirun. As we mentioned before, some people, they, when they hear these words like this, what are you saying? Those are our brothers. وَيَذِن بِاللَّهِ وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ. They're not brothers. Allah, he said in his book that he does not love the disbelievers. Allah, he said in his book that those who say that Allah is the third of three, they're disbelievers. Allah, he mentioned in his book, وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَعَنَهُمْ وَعَدَلَهُمْ. Many, many verses speaking about the people of the book, that he's angry with them and that he cursed them. So then we say that Allah, he's angry with the Jews, and he cursed them, and with the people of the book in general, and the people of the book in general. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ لَا يَسْمَعُ بِأَحَدٌ يَهُودِيٌ وَلَا نَصْرَانِي ثُمَّ لَمْ يُؤْمِن بِالَّذِي جِئْتُ بِهِ إِلَّا كَانَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ. That I swear by the one who is my Muhammad's soul is in his hand, that no one hears about me from the Jews or the Christians, مِنْ هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ, and he from the people after the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he didn't believe in what I came with, except he'll be from the people of the fire. So therefore the Jews and the Christians who die upon Christianity and Judaism, they're from the people of the fire. And they're the worst of the people. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَافَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَمُشْرِكِينَ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أُولَئِكَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ. خلاص, you just say that. Somebody say, oh, what about my mom and my dad? What about my uncle and my aunt? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked himself, can I visit my mother's grave? Allah, he allowed him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, can I seek forgiveness for my mother? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Allah, he didn't allow me. That man, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day, he said, where's my father at? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, he's in the fire. The man, he became upset and he walked away. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him back. And he said, Abi wa abuka finnar. My father and your father is in the fire. Abu Talib, the one who aided the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, defended the Prophet with his wealth and with his honor, with his reputation, until he died. He's in the fire. This is the affair of Allah, the command of Allah. It's not about desires and whims of what you think or what I think. In the light side, it's submission. الاستسلام لله بالتوحيد والكيادة وله بالطاعة والبراءة من الشرك وأهله. This is the case. So none of that should make a believer upset. It came affirmed in the Quran and the Sunnah. Alhamdulillah, that's the case. So يعني, and this is loving for the sake of Allah. So if يعني, Alhamdulillah, may Allah make it easy for us. من أحب لله وأبغى لله وأعطى لله ومنع لله فقد استكمل الإيمان. Whoever loves for the sake of Allah and he hates for the sake of Allah and he gives for the sake of Allah and he prohibits for the sake of Allah, withholds for the sake of Allah, and he completed his faith. Hating for the sake of Allah. This does not mean that one would oppress. Wallahu la yuhibbu al-fasad. Naam? Wa qatilu alladhina yuqatilukum wa la ta'tadu. Naam? Wa la ta'tadu. Inna Allah la yuhibbu. Wa inna Allah la yuhibbu al-mu'tadin. Fight the people who fight you. Fight the disbelievers who fight you, but do not transgress the limits. They have rights even still. Those rights to be abided by even in war. Do not transgress, because Allah, he doesn't love the transgressors. So a person, he will not in his hatred, yani that he claims is for the sake of Allah, carry him to disobey Allah, to violate the limits of Allah. Even that love and that hatred is governed by the legislation. Is governed by the legislation. The love, when it's for Allah, the sake of Allah, it will not transgress. It will not transgress. And the hatred that is for the sake of Allah, likewise, it will not transgress. It will not transgress. وَلَا يَنْهَكُمْ عَنِ الَّذِينَ لَمْ يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ وَلَمْ يُخْرِجُوكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ أَنْ تَبَرُّهُمْ وَتُقْسِطُوا إِلَيْهِمْ. Allah didn't prohibit you, yani to be kind and to be just to those who did not fight you for your religion, nor did they kick you out of your homes, any from the disbelievers, to be just to them, to be nice to them, kind to them. We're not prohibited from that. And this is allowed, rather it's a commandment, to be just to them, and to be kind to them, those who are kind to us, from the disbelievers, and to live in a manner that is just. And to display Islam properly, outwardly, to these people. So that they will accept Islam from us, from our manners. Or at least they will know that Islam is something good. And it's different from what is portrayed in the news and in the media. In the news and the media. And the point is, yani, that these affairs are governed. So some people, they say that they detest for the sake of Allah, and then they will go murder someone. Or take their spill their blood. Or they will take their wealth. Some of them, they have fatwa like this, that it's allowed. You can lie to the disbelievers, and you can cheat them and take their money and rob them left and right. You can get credit cards and false verification, and you can just go on a shopping spree and the like, because they're disbelievers anyways. Lad, this is falsehood. This is falsehood. How could one believe this is deen? The deen of Allah. Ayyadhan billah, that you can cheat somebody, you could rip somebody off, and then say it's deen? And then say, la. The worst part of that, they say it's deen. If he rips somebody off and he said, yani, astaghfirullah, he's weak, yani, he's defeated, yani, he's following his desires, that's one thing. That's one thing. But this ascribing it to the religion, ascribing it to the deen, and it's permissible in Islam, something Allah, the creator of the heavens and earth, he allows it. Astaghfirullah, this is worse. Yeah, for a long time, they never even fought. So it's a permission from Allah. Ahsant. Any fighting is a permission from Allah. And it has to be according to the permission of the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal. So the point of this affair, and because many people in our society specifically, they misunderstand this affair. Sometimes somebody, he's a new Muslim, for example, or he's new on the straight path, and he will hear the likes of these narrations, it will cure him. And then he will start being rude to his family, for example. He'll be harsh to his mother or to his father, any of the disbelievers. And this is not permissible. He said, well, I love for the sake of Allah, I hate for the sake of Allah. And he kalimatul haqq, yuradu biha al-baathil, or at least he's jahil, at bare minimum. That's not allowed. It's not allowed. When jahadaka ala an tushrika bihi, ma laysa laka bihi ilmu, fala tuti'huma wa sahibuhuma fi dunya ma'rufa. So even if the parents, they fight you, they're diligent with you, they're diligent with you, to get you to make a partner with Allah, to worship besides Allah, don't obey them in that, but accompany them in good. But accompany them in good. So the point is now to understand this is from faith, to love for the sake of Allah, and to hate for the sake of Allah. But this is restricted to the legislation. And the legislation is just in every affair. So it requires detailed knowledge. To love for the sake of Allah, it requires detailed knowledge. To hate for the sake of Allah requires detail. And to give for the sake of Allah, to withhold for the sake of Allah, this requires details. This requires detailed knowledge. فَقَدْ اسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانَ. This one, he completed the faith. The likes of these narrations, it's encouragement to memorize them. To memorize them. And this is specifically related to creed and from the methodology of a believer in his life. And it's brief likewise, especially for those brothers and sisters learning the Arabic language. This is from the means of advancing and improving in the understanding of the Arabic language, memorizing the text, the likes of these texts. Specifically here we have opposites and the likes. مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِلَّهِ وَأَبْغَضِ لِلَّهِ. The one who loves for the sake of Allah and hates for the sake of Allah. وَأَعْطَى لِلَّهِ وَمَنَعَ لِلَّهِ. He gives for the sake of Allah and he prohibits, withholds for the sake of Allah. فَقَدْ اسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانَ. Then verily he has completed the faith. Completed the faith. And just to memorize the hadith like that, the text. Or to memorize it from the hadith of Abi Umama, another even higher if you're able. And to memorize that it's in Sunan Abi Dawud, even better. But if not, just memorize the text. Even if it's hard in Arabic, memorize it in English. That whoever loves for the sake of Allah, and he hates for the sake of Allah, and he gives for the sake of Allah, and he prohibits for the sake, or withholds from the sake of Allah, then verily he has completed the faith. The verity has completed the faith. The Shaykh is going to comment now, rahimahullah, on this beneficial narration. فَالْحُبُّ وَالْبُغْضُ فِي الْقَلْبِ الْبَاطِنِ. So love and hate is in the inner heart. صح؟ وَالْعَطَاءُ وَالْمَنْعُ فِي الظَّاهِرِ. And giving and withholding is outwardly, is outward. وَاشْتُرِطَ فِيهَا كُلِّهَا الْإِخْلَاصُ الَّذِي هُوَ رُوحُ الْإِيمَانِ وَلُبُّهُ وَسِرُّهُ. And there is a condition that is set for all of this, and that is sincerity and purity of intention, which is the soul of faith and the essence and the secret of faith. Where is this part derived from? We see that love and hate is inside the heart, and giving and withholding is outwardly and apparent, and the condition for all of this is sincerity. Is sincerity. Where does this sincerity at in this narration? مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِلَّهِ وَأَبْغَضَ لِلَّهِ وَأَعْطَى لِلَّهِ وَمَنَعَ لِلَّهِ لِلَّهِ. For Allah, for the sake of Allah. So therefore, he loves for the sake of Allah. He hates for the sake of Allah. He gives for the sake of whatever he gives. A smile. He gives money. It's not restricted to money. Whatever he gives from the deeds, the efforts, he gives them for the sake of Allah. Whatever he withholds for the sake of Allah. He said in the ikhlas is the condition for all of this. And ikhlas is the ruh of iman. It's the soul, the life of iman. And walubbuhu wasirruhu. And it's its essence and secret. The secret of faith is sincerity. It's purity of intention. To single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with faith, with iman, with love and hope and servitude, with all actions of worship outwardly and inwardly. So the Shaykh, he says, فَالْحُبُّ فِي اللَّهِ أَنْ يُحِبَّ اللَّهَ وَيُحِبَّ مَا يُحِبُّهُ مِنَ الْعَمَالِ وَالْأَوْقَاتِ وَالْأَزْمَانِ وَالْأَحْوَالِ وَيُحِبُّ مَنْ يُحِبُّهُ مِنْ أَنْبِيَائِهِ وَأَتْبَعِهِ. So he says, so to love for the sake of Allah, this means to love Allah, first and foremost. That's the foundation. And then to love what Allah loves. And to love what Allah loves. He makes a beautiful clarification. What does that include? Loving what Allah loves. That means to love what Allah loves from the actions. And from the times. And from the situations and circumstances. And then to love who Allah loves. From the prophets and their followers. From the prophets and their followers. So a believer, he loves Allah. And he loves for the sake of Allah. And he loves what Allah loves. And he loving what Allah loves, meaning loving the deeds that Allah loves. Loving all of the deeds that Allah, that's beloved to Allah. All of the deeds of the heart, the deeds of the tongue, the deeds of the hands and the feet, all of the deeds that are beloved to Allah. Loving salat, this is loving for the sake of Allah. Loving the prayer, loving the jumu'ah, loving the masjid. Loving repentance, loving humbleness and humility. Loving forgiveness and pardon. Loving all of these affairs. Loving these affairs. Loving tawakkul. Thinking about tawakkul. Aristiyana. Aristighatha. To love these affairs. Because Allah, He loves them. This is what Allah loves. He loves for this to be singled out. This is the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal. To love the zakat. To love charity. To love to smile to your brother for Allah's sake. to love to remove the harm from the path, and to love to help brothers and sisters in the case and the path of Allah, and for the sake of Allah, to love and the gatherings of knowledge. To love the gatherings of knowledge, and because this is beloved to Allah. So this is what it means. To love Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, to love the times that are beloved to Allah. Jumu'ah, the day of Jumu'ah, to love that because it's beloved to Allah. Because any of the times, and likewise the situations and circumstances, all of this. To love sujood, to love al-qiyam, standing in prayer, standing to love this position here, ruku'ah, being in the situation, bowing humbly, with your back straight, facing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in humility, crying before Allah azza wa jal in public and in private, and the likes like that. These circumstances and situations, you need to love these affairs. This is what it means to love for the sake of Allah. This is what it means to love for the sake. And then to love who Allah loves, from the prophets first and foremost, and the best of them, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and their followers. And the best of them, the Sahaba. The best of all of the followers. The best of them, Abu Bakr and Omar and Uthman and Ali radiallahu anhu. So therefore to love them. So how about those people who detest them? How about those people who take the name of Omar and put it on their shoes and the shoes of their children and walk on it? And how about those people that have parties and they say Aisha finnar, Aisha finnar, and their children are chanting this on certain days. Aisha's in the fire, Aisha's in the fire, and they're rejoicing about these affairs. And then likewise some people will come along and they'll say, there are brothers. How could somebody be a brother with somebody who says this about the mother of the believers, about Abu Dhabi? It's not possible. That's not from faith at all. Hada wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.